producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In a moment, Matt Rudd talks about the deliberate repression of humanity. Then Mr. Dent joins us for 30 minutes, and then I'll go to your calls and more of the news. But we have launched it at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. I'm asking everyone to go to Infowars.com and get the story that's red linked at the top. Matt Drudge challenges Obama, give up your guns, hashtag disarm Obama. I need you to retweet that. I need you to Facebook that. I need you to make memes of that. We have a meme that is up on the site, wants to disarm everyone except Secret Service. Wants everyone's guns but his own. You can also show the photo of him shooting the shotgun. And, you know, he got up a few days ago. I want to play that clip again if you guys can pull it up. And Obama said, I don't want your guns. That's a conspiracy theory. Hillary, I didn't have a second server to hide any emails. That's a conspiracy theory. Al Capone, I didn't sell illegal whiskey. That's a conspiracy theory. Adolf Hitler, I didn't have a little mustache under my nose called a Hitler. That's a conspiracy theory. George Washington, I didn't chop down a cherry tree. That's a conspiracy theory. I mean, it just goes on and on. The blatant lying of these people. Let's go to this clip. It's very powerful. Matt Drudge deplores deliberate repression of humanity. Please get the hashtag out, where we're calling for Obama to turn in his guns and for Hollywood people to turn in theirs. It's time for all you people to put your money where your mouth is. Here's the latest clip. Looking at the open announcements by the Pope for world government carbon taxes, looking for Obama announcing similar things, they've gone from denying this planetary system's being set up to now admitting it. We've got all these key meetings, TPP being agreed on just a few days ago. How is that affecting the people that were brainwashed and told none of this was happening? How are they going to respond now when all of this starts coming to fruition?
I've been traveling a lot, and I'm seeing a lot of desperation everywhere, a lot of sad desperation. I was just in an airport, and even down to this, a woman selling Southwest Airlines credit cards, standing like a robot. Have you signed up yet? Are you a member of the club? It was tragic. This is a mature woman with a beautiful face and life. And I'm like, how did she get there? What has happened to this culture that she's now standing as a robot like this? They are sucking our ability to make an income that is compatible with what you need to. So I'm getting a little frightened as I travel. On the other side of it, when I go to New York and I see some of the billionaires, it's the other side. Endless. You know, they're fighting over pieces of artwork. It's gotten to the point where the have and the have-nots here is breaking. So
it's the billionaires that are mainly funding the whole leftist redistribution movement because they end up getting the money in corporate welfare and insider deals. It's so sick. I watched a great film. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's The Best of Enemies about Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley. Have you seen that yet?
No.
You've got to see it. And it shows Gore Vidal arguing, saying the answer.
Oh, and by the way, why are we not allowed to have a Gore Vidal, William Buckley anymore in the media scene? Do you see who they hire? Do you see who's hired for the shows? How dull they are?
Yes.
Dull. Dull as dishwater.
They want you to tune out of politics and entertainment.
Yes, they make it. Where are the flamboyant characters? This is what America desperately needs right now. Flamboyant intellectual characters who can cut different ways. And that's just what I'm missing. I've been fortunate enough to meet some of the greats of this generation. And I've got to tell you, they are there. It's just they are suppressed and hidden, and they're not hired the way Gore Vidal and Buckley were back a previous generation. They were not afraid of ideas. This generation is frightened of ideas, or at least it's being suppressed.
And that's what political correctness is a war on debate, a war on diversity, a war on liberalism, a war on renaissance, a war on freedom. It is a war on discussion, a war on language. It is 1984, come true in 2015 and beyond.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the lean manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You gotta love this. Roll Call is reporting that the Democrats want a ethics probe of Congressman McCarthy and Gowdy, who've been leading the way in the investigation, at least on the surface, of Benghazi. But what that'll really do is make McCarthy get elected as a new Speaker of the House by making him a cause celeb with Republicans who want to see justice on Benghazi. So that's how my brain works. I just instantly saw what that's really going to do. Because they're not going to get in trouble for their probe of Benghazi. They followed all the rules. So that's a paper tiger to fool conservatives to put in Boehner's aide-de-camp, his attaché, his right-hand man, his groom of the stool. Our guest is with us till 33 after. Then I'm going to launch into the news, the Trump news, the election news, the Vatican news, the Matt Drudge news. That is now in many graphs, Google, Facebook, you name it, in the top three stories in the country. His visitation of this facility yesterday and the bombshell stuff he had to say. It's clear that this is the most hardcore Drudge has ever been. And talking to him last night, it was no secret that this was the next level. I think you can say Matt Drudge is getting ready to take the gloves off, because of the open, naked parade of abuse and tyranny that is being foisted on us in an attempt to make us submit to an even greater level of corruption. But you know Newtonian physics, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And we are now at that threshold. This is 100% brazen corruption in everyone's face, and everything from, you name it. I mean, there are hundreds of newspapers reporting on it right now, some of them seriously, some of them not, making jokes about it with a conspiracy theory term. I mean, I would be so insulted as a reader if someone put, monger conspiracy nut Alex Jones has bizarre Drudge interview. I mean, it's those words just re-scrambled. They don't even need humans to write these articles, even though they still have them in some cases, because they just give them the script and then the computer just rearranges it. That's how the CIA patented bot writers they came out with 5 years ago operate, and now Google and others are actually using that. I can tell these articles when they've been written because they'll make no sense, but it still doesn't matter. The sheeple will sit there and read it because the language has been dumbed down so far. And then Matt Drudge comes on and profoundly talks about a Supreme Court justice telling him, we've been told they're going to ban free speech. They're going to shut you down. The FCC's come out and said that's admitted. We've got like 10 different czars under Obama saying do it. They're doing it all over the world. And then it's a joke to people in the press who are going to have their future and their children's futures literally sucked out of them. You people do not have any self-preservation skills. All right, we're going to our guest. I really appreciate him joining us. Dent Research Director, formerly high-level analyst at Bain Capital. I'm not going to get into his MBA from Harvard and the rest of his degrees. HarryDent.com. And he joins us. He's the best-selling author of The Demographic Cliff. He accurately, of course, has predicted what we're now currently seeing and many other major trends. He has a bunch of charts we're going to be going over. I'm going to try to shut up in limited time and let him go over all of this with us. But obviously, since he was on with us about 3 weeks ago, a lot has developed with the jobs numbers and other issues and the factory orders really showing that what he predicted, unfortunately, is spot on. We now have the Fed chairman coming out 2 days ago on Monday and saying, yes, the numbers are bad. The economy is not in good shape. So they've gone from saying everything's fine, drink the Kool-Aid, you're going to go to heaven, Jim Jones loves you, Ben Bernanke loves you, Janet Yellen loves you, Obama loves you, everyone loves you, Boehner loves you, the Pope loves you, everything's green pastures, to now signifying things are in trouble. So what do you expect to happen now? You accurately predicted they wouldn't raise rates. You say they're still not going to do that. Mr. Dent, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, Alex, I'm also warning people, especially today, that I think there's another mini crash coming. We saw one in late August, and the market was down over 10% in 5 days. I think that's going to happen between today and next Friday. So little over a week, we could see the markets drop 10% or more again. I've got one chart you can show where I went out to our subscribers recently and said, hey, you know, we've got one more wave down in this first wave down. And this is only the first wave of many coming over the next year and a half. And it looks like it's got another sharp wave down. It'll be like 15,000. 300 at a minimum, and maybe as low as 14,200 on Dow. So that's, you know, that's 10%, 15% from here. So we're just warning people. Everybody keeps thinking, oh, this is a correction. It's over. That's what Wall Street keeps telling everybody. This is the beginning of a major crash that's going to be stronger than 2008 was, because we've only created a greater bubble with all this endless quantitative easing and zero interest rates forever. And so we got another bigger bubble that's going to burst, but it's going to burst over the next year and a half. Real quickly, the next slide, so it says called Dow Crash Comparison, says what would happen if this crash in the same time frame took a similar pattern to from late 2007 to early 2009, and we're already following this pattern, and going down here the next week would bring us very close in line with this pattern. Then we get another bounce, but what we've been warning people, Alex, is that this is just the beginning. The worst crash will come probably in the first half or so of next year. It's the middle wave down that is usually the worst. So people should use these rallies. The market keeps, when the market crashes like this, people get too bearish, too many people get short, and so the big traders see that, and then they just blow them out. They drive the market up to what's called a short squeeze, and they blow out all these people's stops and stuff. And that causes short rallies like we just saw. But we warned our subscribers this morning, this is one of those short squeezes. The market's likely to reverse sharply down, so don't believe it. And already today, it looks like the market is reversing. So we're saying this is a good day to get out. If we do have another 10% or more crash, even with the bounce to follow, we may not get back to these levels.
Sure, and you were on a month and a half ago. The exact dates are on Infowars.com, and you said within 2 weeks this is all going to start, and 2 weeks later that was the next big drop.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there are times a year when you're ready to have a crash like this. There's times from mid-August to mid-October is one of those times when you're most likely to have a stock crash, and that's exactly what happened. This crash got serious in mid-August, crashed in the late August, it bounced, and now it looks like it's going to crash again in the mid-October. So this is par for the course. We'll probably see the worst for now in the next week and a half, but then there'll be another bounce for a month or so, and then the big one will come after that. So I'm just trying to get people to take this crash seriously. Don't listen to your stockbroker. Don't listen to the analysts. Don't listen to the financial media. All of them are cheerleaders, like you were saying, for, hey, everything's fine. Nobody wants anybody to panic. This isn't about panicking. It's about realizing the governments have created the greatest bubbles in history, real estate, stocks, even gold, everything. And now these bubbles have to burst just like they did before. There's only one thing to do. Get out of the way.
Mr. Dent, unfortunately, you've been proven right. I mean, we're sitting on top of this giant bubble. I liken it, as you know, to living on top of an active volcano. I mean, we know it's going to erupt sometime. The bigger question is, you've been scarily, eerily accurate on how this would start unraveling. But as you said, there could be a lot of different triggers, a major city going under, a state going under, Puerto Rico, a European country, Europe. Both the prime minister and president say they're, quote, in total war. And now there's just rioting in the streets and murders and raping. I mean, the world is obviously already, to a great extent, in a unevenly distributed depression.
Yeah, it is, and governments are fighting it with quantitative easing. Quantitative easing is a way of keeping a depression or deflationary deleveraging of debt and bubbles from happening. So they're just pulling out a fire hose trying to prevent something that's inevitable. The sooner these bubbles burst, the sooner real estate becomes affordable for young couples again. You know, the sooner all these bubbles burst so investors can invest in the long term and get some returns. If you buy stocks right now, the best historical models say the best you would expect is a -1 to 2% per year loss over the next 10 years. In other words, you're almost guaranteed to lose money for a long period of time because stocks are so overvalued. So yeah, that's what we're saying. You have to recognize this is a bubble. The next chart's a very interesting one, and I've shown it before, and I've added one dimension. It's called the papal visit omen. The Pope only seems to come over here at the top of bubbles. So we look back at the last major peaks, which I also call a megaphone pattern, higher highs. Each bubble takes us to higher highs, and each crash takes us to lower lows. That's why I've been saying on your show now for several months that the next stop on the Dow, probably late next year, early 2017, is like 5,500 to 6,000.
And by the way, let me just stop you. We may have to hold you a little bit past 33 if you can do that, because this is so important. But you're a scientist when it comes to economics. That's what you did for Bain. That's what you were taught at Harvard. You've got a great mind, obviously. You're one of the best out there. We don't obviously know why they come at the peak, but that's what I said myself, not even knowing you had this papal chart. I'd missed this one. Was it seems like popes come over here, because I went and looked right before a crash and right before global upheaval, they'll do these big Western tours. And so it's not a good omen. And you look at the chart, it's dead on. That after a pope comes in 99, 2008, 2015, it drops right after. As a scientist, what's happening here?
Well, you know, when somebody's going to do a tour like this when people feel the best, you know? And so you know, this is a time where this could happen and everybody wanted to happen. So I think that's probably the reason. Of course, this is not the reason either.
So he's here to scoop offerings.
Huh?
So he's here to get offerings.
Yeah, and it's a good time to do it. It's easier to do this and get great crowds and acceptance when things are good and everybody's kind of happy. You know, you come during depressing times, and people are feeling like, oh my gosh, you know, things aren't right and something's wrong with the universe, that's not the time to come out and promote your religion, basically. So you know, it makes sense in that way. But the most important thing is that we're in bubble.
No, I got it. He's sharing the sheet before their financial slaughter.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, again, this is not intentional, but this is the type of thing that
happens. Sure, the Vatican Bank knows what's going on. It says, hey, Papa, time to get over there because it's about to be lean times. We need to get a little bit more money in the old piggy bank for the jet coffers.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Cult of Personality, Barack Hussein Obama. Mr. Dent, HarryDent.com joins us. What else do folks need to know about the trend we're going into? I mean, I think we've gone from saying you're being proven correct to now the Federal Reserve is admitting this. We put up the statement, it was in the Associated Press. where the head of the Fed said that, you know, these numbers are troubling for the economy, and then we had the former head Bernanke say this shows that the economy's in trouble. Are they admitting that now because they know it looks too stupid to keep denying it, or what does that signify?
Well, I'll tell you what, Alex, the biggest triggers, you said there's many triggers. You know, one's the weakening of our economy because of demographics. The euro crisis is obvious. That's never going to come out of it without unraveling. But the two biggest triggers right now, number one is this chart I have, China. The China bubble is finally bursting. I've been harping on this for years now. Greatest bubble in history, stocks, real estate, especially real estate. And it's finally crumbling despite the government buying their own stock market. And you can see here, this has got another wave coming down, and it's been going sideways for over a month in narrow range. And I've been warning people, this is going to probably the biggest single trigger of this next mini crash. And I don't go to bed at night, Alex, without checking the China market that's about 14 hours ahead of us. So that's another important indicator. I think you're going to see that down another 20%. It's already been down 45%. And then we got a final chart, the oil chart. Every time oil goes down, oil companies get hit, frackers get crucified, debts start to fail, and whole countries get hit. So the oil, we've been warning, the oil keeps cracking down. It broke out down below $80 a couple of years ago, and we said, this is it. Oil is going to keep going down towards $10 to $20 a barrel, and oil looks like it's getting ready to break back down to $30 to $32. And again, that's just going to show Wall Street and investors, the frackers are dead. They have a $1 trillion industry, $600 billion in leveraged debt and junk bonds and tons of jobs, especially in Texas and North Dakota. And these companies are going to go under and never be able to come back again. It was only made possible by these very low interest rates set by the Fed so these people could borrow cheap and speculate and produce oil that's normally high cost at a favorable price. So the fracking thing's over. So this is going to be one of the triggers that causes the next debt crisis in the U.S. All it takes is somebody like the subprime crisis in 2008 to start it, and then all other debts start going bad and investors start worrying again. Investors have been, the bond markets and stock markets have been acting like we're in a hunky-dory world where everything, like you said before, geopolitics around the world is horrible. We've got a whole cycle on that that's only going to get worse for the next 4 years. And demographic trends are absolutely horrible. And guess who's number one going down in the next few years? Germany, the one country that most people think is strong and in a good position. They got worse demographic trends than Japan had in the 1990s.
And their answer is unskilled third world labor that is extremely, on average, aggressive and being filled with political class envy by socialists. What are the socialists going to do when they've been so busy trying to bleed the Christmas pig, but also they hate it, so they kick it in the face a bunch? What are they going to do when the Christmas pig rolls over and dies?
Well, you know, I think that's one of the things, that one of the good things about this crisis I'm predicting. We've been doing a lot of things that don't make sense. We've been killing the golden goose. Free market capitalism kind of got married to democracy in the late 1700s, and we've been on a roll ever since, especially the developed world and now the third world catching up. But government said, oh, no, we can't trust this system anymore with all its dynamics and its inflation and deflation.
And all this power and all this wealth and all this innovation and invention and all this honor. And it's so horrible. Let's screw it up and, you know, teach Trendy how to pour Drano in their eyes.
Yeah. They want to control it and turn it into a machine instead of a dynamic, innovative system. So they just wanted to grow at 3%, 4% GDP, 2% inflation, and never have a recession again. That is a formula for disaster. That's not how capitalism works. It has to have booms and recessions, has to have inflation and deflation, has to have innovation and creative destruction. And that means you have to have failure for the system to work. So they don't want any failure. They're a bunch of ninnies. And this crisis is going to force people to realize that the government and central banks couldn't just control the economy. And why don't we go back to what actually worked before they came along?
We're going to go to break, come back and do 5 more minutes, and we'll let you get back to work. But Harry Dent is our guest. HarryDent.com is the website. Then I will cover all the other big geopolitical news. When we come back, I want to ask you this question and then let you elaborate on other points you think are important and that the audience should know. What will the political class do, though, with a lot of the new tricks they have up their sleeves that can't stop fundamentals long term? But what curveballs do you think might come out of the system? I see them building up with totalitarianism, classic police state, I think, is their answer to these cascading bubbles bursting. And so I want to get your take on personally, when you talk to your wife, when you talk to your family, what you're doing to protect yourself from clearly the social unrest and fallout I think we're going to see.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
The story is linked on InfoWars.com. In fact, it's so important, I'm going to have it added to all the other stories we have that are linked on Drudge right now at the top, where it just says, update, Matt Drudge calls for Obama to turn over his firearms. We are really pushing this. We are really promoting this on Twitter, at Real Alex Jones, on the Facebook. If you want to defend the Second Amendment, I'm not going to even say, please do this. You need to do this. This is the type of meme that can be a major blow. Just like we helped launch the meme to fire Boehner with Congressman Jones. Remember that? I'm not saying we have all the credit. We're just part of that. You are part of that as the audience, a key part. And so if you go and send out the different memes we've put out, wants to disarm everyone but won't turn in his guns, the picture of Obama, the Secret Service, if you will tweet the article that has the video and the audio of Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge challenges Obama, give up your guns. News icon calls on President and Hillary to relinquish Secret Service protection. People are like, well, that's ridiculous. He needs to be protected. Okay, well, this is discriminatory. We pay for him to be protected because he's a god. He's an emperor. Well, we don't have the right to defend ourselves, even though nowhere in jurisprudence, nowhere in law, in our system, does it say the police have a duty to protect you. They have a duty to respond to the courts and to the people, to grand juries, to judges, to go out and to grab people who have been suspected of committing a crime or who have been indicted. So, we don't have to protect you. We can't protect you all the time, most of the time. They'll tell you that. But you can't have a gun. It's not police that are saying that on average. It's the criminal class who are protected by our taxpayer money that have the nerve to do this. And I know you know this, but the general public, the yuppies, the trendies, they don't know this. You've got to reach out to these poor victims of brainwashing. Should I play the Attorney General again? Saying to the media, the RTF National Convention, the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, saying we need to literally, repetitively brainwash the public against guns. You know, I'm not going to play that. I want to get Dent's take on the move towards totalitarianism, and then I'll get into the news. But since I mentioned it, here is Obama again over the weekend saying it's a conspiracy theory to think he wants our guns. When I have the CNN clip and others where they're calling for banning them, and he's saying we should go the Australian route, which is banning everything but single-shot bolt action if you get a special farm permit.
Politics has to change, and the people who are troubled by this have to be as intense and as organized and as adamant about this issue as folks on the other side who are absolutists and think that any gun safety measures are somehow an assault on freedom or communistic or a plot by me to, you know, take over and stay in power for ever or something. I mean, there are all kinds of crackpot conspiracy theories that float around there, some of which, by the way, are ratified by elected officials in the other party on occasion.
So basically he's saying you're a conspiracy theory, crackpot, and ratifying these theories. You know, he is going to graduate up to the Secretary Generalship of the UN or the head of one of these big mega banks. That's what he says he wants to do. That's what Tony Blair's gone on to do. That's what Clinton's gone on to do. That's what Clinton has said he wants as a Secretary Generalship, but he's too sick. Obama can now get, globally, a lot of these Muslim countries to vote for him. That's over a billion people right there. He can get all the liberals in Europe to vote for him. This is about global government. He doesn't want to be the president of America indefinitely. He wants to go on and dominate and control. Going back to our guest, Harry Dent of HarryDent.com. Harry, looking at this, the points I just made earlier, I made a statement about they want us to pay for people's sex changes, or basically they want us to pay for, you know, dumping Drano in their eyes. I don't know if you know about this, but that's mainstream television. I never played the whole clip for the audience. They actually say in the newscast, it's wonderful that she poured Drano in her eyes to be blind like others, as if it's bad that we have sight and blind folks don't. So then we have to ban he or she or mother or father or boy or girl because it hurts folks that don't identify as that. I don't know if you were aware of that, pouring drain cleaner in your eyes, the next trendy social justice movement from Bancroft Television. That's up on Infowars.com, linking to mainstream news. I mean, what is this mass mental illness? And I think that segues into some final statements from you. What do you think about the culture itself? I mean, have we ever had an irrevocably damaged population like this that's truly, I mean, not the majority, but a large minority of people that are of every race, color, and creed that literally have been artificially made mentally ill by the false reality of trendyism, political correctness, whatever it is? I mean, it's now a major movement, the trans-abled, to pay to have people's arms and legs hacked off, and then we pay for them for life to live in wheelchairs. They're not playing games. Will we be conquered by people pouring Drano in their eyes?
Well, I don't know about that, but what I see, Alex, is I've never seen this society, this country, so polarized, where people can't agree on anything and Congress can't agree on anything, because this boom has been so uneven. It's been so rigged with special interest and low-cost money that favors certain sectors like Wall Street and stuff that you know, there's people who have done extremely well and people who have done nothing but fallen behind. And those two people can't see the world the same way. And that really sets up.
Sure, but here's my question. Because, listen, I'm not trying to be absurd here. You probably haven't. Have you heard about the transabled movement and the gender bathrooms? And I know you'll get into these politics, but I mean, this is a political assault by the establishment. This is their response to make us so dependent, Cloward Piven, so mentally ill that we don't know which way is up. I mean, that's a real trend. So I'm saying, what's the master plan in your view? You just answered the Pope question. You know, absolutely on target, in my view, and actually taught me something. So I'm saying this is a plan in Europe and here to turn the public into a bunch of dysfunctional mental illness factories. What is the point of that? Obviously, it's been allowed by all this free money. What do these people do that once things collapse? Do we just let them starve in the streets? Because if not, they're going to come after us like a giant school of piranha.
Well, you know, the thing is, you can't change. All of this is much bigger than any of us. We can't change this. This is an inevitable crisis that has to happen after years and years of preventing it, which only makes it worse. It's like drinking more and more not to come down from the high or something. Or the
yeah, it's like feeding 50 grizzly bears in your backyard, and then one day, it's going to kill you.
Yeah, all you can do is control your own circumstance. If you get out of these risky assets, stocks and real estate and stuff now, you're going to preserve your gains, and everybody else is going to see them just disappear overnight like in the Great Depression. Where you live is important. I don't own any more real estate except for a place in the Caribbean, because that's my getaway place if things get very bad. If people have a choice of living on the outskirts of a major city or downtown, pick the outskirts. If you're living in the middle of the country between the two big mountain ranges, the Rockies and Alleghenies, you're going to be much better off than people who are in highly dense, highly bubbly coastal cities that are going to crash the most and have the most foreclosures.
Yeah, Texas' biggest problem is Houston. That is a time bomb.
Yeah. And you know, last time we had a real estate crash, Texas was not hit. They didn't bubble up. But because of this fracking bubble and some other things, Texas did have more of a bubble this time. So Texas is going to have higher unemployment when all these fracking jobs disappear.
Higher crime.
Real estate's going to go down. So you just have to protect yourself and say, look, what can I do to be safe? What can I do to survive? And how do I preserve as much wealth as I can and make it safe and liquid? You want to have it in very safe stuff. You don't want it to be sitting in a bank account where they can loan against it and say, oops, I'm sorry, we lost the money and don't have it. It has to be in your own investment account, and you have to be in safe, short-term bonds and even long-term treasury bonds and the best corporate bonds. Those are the only two things that did well in the Great Depression. Real estate, commodities, stocks all did horrible for a decade.
What about what I mentioned before the break, the accelerated move towards totalitarianism? A, do you agree that's happening around the world? And B, do you think it'll be successful for the establishment?
Well, I think you're going to get both. The establishment's going to lose a lot of confidence, especially the Federal Reserve. But yes, when things get bad and when crime goes up and more people are unemployed and there's more social unrest, there's going to be attempts to kind of control things and make things okay. So I think you're going to see disintegration and more kind of top-down control at the same time. In the end, I think the disintegration is going to win.
Well, this elite is so corrupt and so decadent, disintegration is better than total enslavement.
It is. I'm pulling for the disintegration. I'm pulling for everybody facing reality and realize we can't stimulate the economy forever. We can't get something for nothing. We can't work for 40 years and then be on the dole for health care and Social Security for 22 years now that our life expectancy has gone up 10 years in the last several decades. We're so out of reality on so many things that a crisis is the only way to fix it. Special interests control everything. You can't deal with that. Every special interest will fight you. But when the system breaks down, they're going to lose their power as well. So I think this is, again, a necessary and an inevitable crisis.
And that's why they're scurrying around trying to put bigger institutions in power in, is to try to control all this. But these are illegitimate institutions now that are totally corrupt. They need to disintegrate.
They need to disintegrate. No question about it. And again, a crisis is the only way to do it at this point. You could never fix this politically at this point. It's gotten too extreme.
HarryDent.com. Harry Dent, I want to thank you so much for joining us. You have a lot of special deals on your site. Tell folks where they go to get the book free.
Yeah, again, the book was just updated, so this is a great time to get it. All you do is pay shipping and handling, $4.95. You go to HarryDent.com. You can get the free book shipped to you, for $4.95, and that's just our hard cost. We're not making a dime on that. And we've got a free daily newsletter to keep you updated also at HarryDent.com. You can see on this right upper right-hand side, you just put your email in there, you're done, you're on. And it's a great newsletter.
Last question. How long do you think it'll take till we see the disintegration of a lot of this global system?
I think that this broader crisis is going to last in the early part of next decade. We've said from the beginning that this winter season, we call it, starts in 2008 and it ends around 2022 or so. But I think we're going to see the worst for the financial markets literally in the next year or year and a half. So that's what you got to worry about first. After that, you got to worry about social unrest and all these other things.
All right. Thanks for spending time with us, and congratulations on your predictions continuing to come true, even though it's not good news. Thank you. But I guess it is good news. It needs to break down. But, man, I tell you, if you're a new listener, I can play news clips of CBS News saying mercury is good for your child's brain. I can play clips with them going, it's so gracious and wonderful. She has so much courage dumping Drano in her eyes because she wants to be blind like others. I mean, it's so sick. And taxpayers should pay for it. And people are like, oh, that's an extreme, crazy example. No, it's mainstream media pushing it like it's wonderful. It's weaponized evil. You've got totally empty weirdos, you know, who basically have Munchausen disorder. Not by proxy. It's not somebody else doing it. They're hurting themselves to get attention. And it's like, oh, it's the liberal drain on your eyes. Oh, yeah. This is sick. This is sickness. And the media is like, how dare. There's a whole bunch of articles from Salon to Huffington Post to a bunch of others going, how dare Drudge say that America's sick. America's not sick. Of course we're sick. We're not happy we're saying it's sick. We are sick. It's shameful how sick we've gotten. It's insane. Let's go to InfoWars.com. Some of the headlines there, and I am going to open the phones up in the next hour. Matt Drudge challenges Obama. Give up your guns. Hashtag disarm Obama. News icon calls on President Hillary to relinquish Secret Service protection. I want that article to go viral, folks. I want you to get that out to everybody you know. France's president says Muslim rift threatens total war. We're going to play this clip, guys. Make sure you have it queued up, please. Supporter introduces Hillary in Iowa by declaring, who cares about email Benghazi scandals? Everybody laughs. It's so funny. Jesse Ventura says he hopes Trump destroys the GOP and Sanders destroys the Democrats. Well, I mean, Sanders would just be like a dream for the Democrats. That guy will bait and switch you so fast it'll make your head spin. New York Governor Cuomo wants the Dems to shut down government over Second Amendment. Do whatever option it takes to get confiscation going. Report Vatican gay lobby stages coming out of senior priest. Police arrest man for going over 3 minutes talk time at city council meeting. That's my friend Mike Hansen. He's now been charged with a resisting arrest, which he doesn't do on tape. Drudge says that Facebook and Twitter are internet ghettos designed to demoralize individuals. And then we've got Paul Watson's video, Conservatism, the New Counterculture. Muslim press is claiming Saudi king's been hospitalized for dementia. So that's just some of the news that we have up there. Let me get to some of that news that I just spoke of. AP investigation, nuclear black market seeks IS extremists. The FBI has busted these individuals, I'll go over, trying to find ISIS to sell them dirty bomb material, reportedly, over the pulsating beat of an exclusive nightclub. The arms smuggler made his pitch to a client, 2.5 million euros, for enough radioactive cesium to contaminate several city blocks. It was earlier this year, and the two men were plotting their deal at an unlikely spot, the Terrace of Coco Prive, a dance club and sushi bar. in the capital of Moldova. You can make a dirty bomb, which would be perfect for the Islamic State, the smuggler said. If you have a connection with them, the businesses will go smoothly. But the smuggler wasn't sure the client was for real, and he was right to worry. The client was an informant, and it took 20 meetings to persuade him that he was authentic Islamic State representative. Eventually, the two men exchanged cash for a sample in a sting operation that landed him in jail. And this is the big national news. The point is that ISIS did say 6 months ago they'd infiltrate Europe through immigrant waves. They did it, and Europe's answer is to say, come on in. The French president, Hollande, Muslim rift threatens total war. And we'll go over that story when we come back from break. We have the clip of him saying it, and again, we have Hillary making the big joke. Then we're going to get to thousands of drug inmates approved for early prison release. So I've got to say that there's some good news going on there, because we shouldn't have nonviolent offenders in jail, in my view, if it's victimless crimes, that is. The Tactical Firearm Trade Show, the gun grabbers don't want you to see. That's a video up on Infowars.com. Joe Biggs out there covering that. That's not really the big news yet, though. Delta Force used IEDs for secret assassinations during the Iraq War. We'll be breaking that down. We'll get into the latest on politics with Trump, saying he doesn't like Fox News but likes Drudge. And we will continue with the economic news and then your phone calls. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail, and then she tells her minions what to say. It's highly scripted. And so this is directly from her. This is her view. This is what she's going to feed the public. This is the incredible criminal arrogance.
I think we're starting to really see an impact across the state of Iowa, and especially here in Muscatine, as we continue to educate voters about what the real issues are. Set aside all that hoo-ha about emails and this and Benghazi. Who cares? I want to know what tomorrow is about, not what yesterday's about.
So this is the criminal arrogance, and then we've got these campaign ads that she's running where she's like, they're attacking me because I want to help you, and I love you, and, you know, I'm fighting against the evil rich people, and I'm not an insider. In fact, we've got one of those ads right here. Here it is.
The Republicans finally admit it.
Republican Kevin McCarthy saying the committee investigating Benghazi and Clinton's emails was created to destroy her candidacy.
Everybody thought Hillary Clinton was unbeatable, right? But we put together a Benghazi special committee. What are her numbers today?
Republicans have spent millions attacking Hillary because she's fighting for everything they oppose, from affordable health care to equal pay. She'll never stop fighting for you, and the Republicans know it.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Well, I thought we got the free health care, then it doubled and tripled in price, and it's collapsing. Man, I watch these people when I go to a doctor's clinic a couple times a year, and I see especially these Democrats, old white women, old black women, you name it, and they get up to the counter and they go, excuse me, I just came in here a couple months ago. This one was all happening a few years ago. They'd say, man, this is Obamacare. You can see right here. It actually has a fee there, and that's what your insurance company did that. Man, we're sorry. And they'll just walk out like they got hit by a Mack truck. Oh, but now Hillary's going to fight for it. The Rockefeller plan from the 50s, the exact same plan they now got that the Republicans wrote. Oh, the Republicans are fighting against your free health care. Give me a break. Republican leadership works hand in glove with them. They're just battling over who gets to be in power. Now, there are a lot of good Tea Party people lower down, and those are the people that are really under attack by the establishment. Before I go any further, I want to give the number out to take your phone calls in the next hour. It's 800-259-9231. And also, that's for first-time callers today, 800-259-9231. And I know we do have callers there on the board as well. Briefly, we're running three big specials right now that end next Wednesday. In fact, one of these ends Sunday. The other two end next Wednesday because they're new. 20% off ProstaGuard at InfoWarsLife.com. It has salt palmetto, lycopene, plant sterol, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper, all organic, all tested to the highest standards. All the details at InfoWarsLife.com. We also have ProPure, G2, their whole systems, 10% off promo code WATER. We always have that, but free shipping. That's a big deal on a big item like this. These are the best filters, very affordable. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Absolutely a super deal running through next Wednesday. InfoWars Select running through next Wednesday. That's just private labeled, super high quality. My Patriot Supply, we sell it as well. Their entire spectrum discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get InfoWars Select 10% off. Now, that's not as good as the introductory deal, but it's already the lowest price it's going to be regularly, so this is an even bigger discount than we can normally offer. That runs through next Wednesday. Now is the time to get affordable food, in my view, and it helps fund this operation. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.